Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do nothing more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Woo! Oh, my God. Can y'all believe it? It is Hope Victoria's 8th anniversary. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. 8 years of Hope Victoria's. Hi, Nikki. Oh, my God. And thank you all for joining in. Oh, and I see you all who dialed in. I am, like, so super excited because God is so good, y'all. Oh, my God. I am, like, so super excited for what God has done over the years, in these 8 years. Let me tell you something. Don't dummy down what God do. Do not despise small beginnings. Do you hear me? I'm telling you, God is so faithful, and he is so good. I just bless God. Oh, thank you, Mom. My mom is the assistant CEO of Hope Victoria's. Oh, my goodness, yes. I just bless God because I am, like, so super excited. This is open mic today. I'm going to invite you guys in. If you just want to share, just be mindful. 5 minutes, you guys. If you just want to share what Hope Victoria's has been to you over. Oh, my God, I am, like, so super excited for what God is doing in the midst of Hope Victoria's. We got some great things coming down the pipe on this year. So I just want to encourage you all. Thank you for submitting and just being encouraging to me. Oh, my God. But one thing I did want to share with you guys, any dream or vision or goal that you have, don't allow nobody to make you feel what you cannot do. Don't shut your dreams and goals down because you can do it in a place where it's not on a big platform. What Zechariah said, do not despise small beginnings. So just know if God is for you, who can be against you? Oh, my God. I start off my anniversary with my pastor, Joshua Gooden. He was on fire today. He is on fire every Sunday. But what I'm saying to you guys is that I just wanted to come in. If you all want to, you know, comment and just tell me what Hope Victoria's meant for you over the years, and be mindful of 5 minutes and not 18 minutes. You know, just know that if God is for you, who can be against you? When your family and your you, oh, this is the way you should be moving. You should be moving in this way. You should be moving in that way. No, you got to go according to how God wants you to move. What is his plan? Because sometimes when God gives you something, it don't look like what somebody else needs. Why? Because he gave you that baby to carry, so only you got the vision. But the thing is to keep on going. Just keep pushing and just know that your labor is not in vain. And sometimes you could become feel as though, oh my gosh, like, Lord, I've been grinding, I've been pushing, Father. You know, when doors gonna open up for me? But have you thought about doors that already opened for you? These are doors that's opening for you because he gave you an opportunity to do that. Going in 2023, I know some people didn't make it into 2022. Some people is not gonna make it into 2023 who passed away. But we pray for those people. I encourage you to, you know, seek help mentally. If you feel like you need to talk to somebody, talk it out. There's nothing wrong with therapy. Talk some things out so you can be a better you, you know, and love on yourself and love on life. And even though life may have thrown you a curveball, just know if God is for you, who can be against you? Only God is with you. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. You have might. You have power. He said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move any mountain. Hallelujah. Faith the size of a mustard seed. You know how a mustard seed is? It's the smallest seed there is. But guess what? God knows how much you need. And this is another thing. When I think about when God has given you something to do and you have not stepped out on that thing because you feel like you don't have the resources, or I don't want to start it up right here, or I don't want to be this way, or people going to look at me if I decide to have a better attitude, if I decide to be pleasant, if I decide to, you know, be a different person, they're going to say, well, who is this new person? Oh, you getting new? No, you're not getting new. But how about you are getting new? You getting new for Jesus. How about that? How about that? How about that? Yeah. So sometimes you have to dismiss yourself from naysayers. You have to actually leave naysayers right where they are. Amen. I'm not sure if my cousin Camille is on here. Who is that, Amaya? Amen. Hi, Jean. Hi, everybody. I want to see. Hi, Junie. Hi, everybody. So I believe that my cousin Camille is on here. You could press one, and I wanted to bring you in. Hallelujah. I am just so super excited about today. I'm super excited about every day. So I am adamant about being the best you could possibly be. And I've learned to take these 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, or maybe 5 or 20 minutes to myself. Amen. Hi, Sandy. 20 minutes for myself a day, if I can do it. But, yeah, I'll make sure that I get my 20 minutes in the midst of phone calls, in the midst of working, in the midst of just trying to be all that I could possibly be. Yes, hallelujah. So if anybody want to come in that's on Facebook Live, I can bring you in. So just let me know. You hit request. I can bring you in, but you got to say, I want to come in, and then I'll bring you in if you want to share what Hope Victorious has been to you over the years. But 5 minutes, you guys, 5 minutes. So just let me know, amen, who wants to come in and say a couple of words, because I'm going to bring you in live, amen. So I'm going to just keep on talking to some folk, pop on here, because this is open mic, and I just want to hear from you. You guys hear me on here every Tuesday at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right on Hope Victorious, and it's always me talking and pouring out, but I want to hear from you guys. Amen. So if you want to take one, I press your call. If you want to me to bring you in, I can bring you in live right on Facebook. Just let me know. Don't say my hair got to be done. I don't have a haircut. Just come on in. Hallelujah. So one of my scriptures that I thought about, who the sun set free is free indeed. And healing and Hope Victorious is healing oppressed people eternal. It got started in December 31st, 2014. And let me tell you, I went at this thing in 2007. I introduced it to someone, and they shut the door. And they shut the door a couple of times on it. But you know what? Camille, you want me to bring you in, or you want to want me to bring you live on Facebook, or you want me to bring you in through dial-in? So just let me know, and I can bring you in now. I'm going to just hit request, and then I'm going to bring you in. Just hold on, you guys. You just hit request back, and I can bring you in that way. Okay. Well, I'm going to keep on talking. So since 2014 is when Hope Victorious got started. On going, I kept on moving, I kept on shaking, and don't you know, that was in 2007, and in 2014, the Lord came to me clear as day when I was in church and said, I want you on the radio on Wednesday, and let me tell you something, I was on the radio on Wednesday, I had about 3 days to get Hope Victorious together. See, it's always good to write the vision and make it plain, so I wrote it out. I wrote everything out, and then I was able to go back to my notes 7 years ago, what God has given to me. So I'm not sure where you are, Camille, but if you hit the request, I can bring you in. So 2014 is when I gave birth to Hope Victorious. But how about I already gave birth in 2007, and even though that door was shut on me, still kept going. I still believe God. So that's what I'm saying. Even if, hey, cousin, how are you?
Sorry, I'm late joining, but God is so good. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Amen. So before I give my testimony, I just want to say congratulations, Wanda, Winnie.
Thank you.
Because this is who you are. I remember when God gave you this vision. And I'm just so grateful that you continued on this vision because, you know, like you were saying, there's naysayers and there's people that's going to count you out. There's people that's not going to support you, that's not going to believe in you. But you have to have in your heart that this is what I'm going to do. This is what God has given me, and I'm going to stick to it. So congratulations on your 8th year and many, many more to come. So with that being said, I just want to give my testimony real quick about how when broadcast first started, I was like, oh, I got to get on. I got to join. I got to see what's going on, see what my cousin is talking about. But it seemed like always doing something, was never able to really get on. But one New Year's Eve, which actually was 2015, when my big cousin, Patrice, Penny, if y'all would know her, she came over to get her hair done. And in the process of getting her hair done, she was like, oh, it's Winnie 1 year anniversary. So I was like, log on. So I was like, okay, let me get on here. I ain't been on here the whole year. When I say I was sharing this thing.
Yes.
And that when you follow people, doors begin to open as long as you're listening to the right to the right sheep.
Yeah.
Know who you're following, you know, and know that. Support those people who you follow that, that's giving you the right work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm just grateful that me joining has done a new thing in me, has done it in my family, in my eyesight, in my hearing, to make me become who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just grateful, and I love you.
Love you,
and
too.
And keep up in the work.
Yes.
And stay encouraged no matter what, because this was a long time coming of being pressed and plucked and picked and prepared for such a time as this. And I love you and your success and how God is just raising you higher and higher and higher and higher. And you can see the peace and the love and the joy because you overcame.
Yes, you overcame. Yes.
And you're still overcoming. Even in spite of you moved. Okay, people say, oh, she moved. Her little show, this and that. Guess what? This little show, whatever they want to call it, broadcast, whatever they want to call it.
That's right.
We know what God is saying.
Yes.
And we're doing what God's saying. We're not worried about what folks saying.
Mm-hmm.
We're worried about what God's saying. So keep doing what you're doing because this has encouraged me and pushed me into my destiny.
Amen.
Now that I'm righteous and ordained. You know,
yeah.
I stay on the right track. And I knew that I was called to do something. So whatever you're called to do, do it.
Yeah.
And don't give up.
Yeah.
It don't matter how long it takes for that thing to be birthed. If God gave you, know that he's going to keep you.
Yeah.
And that thing.
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much, cousin. Thank you.
You're so
welcome. Oh my God. I so enjoyed that. I have just something really funny. My cousin, she was posting for a whole year, guys. When I tell you, she flooded me, Hope is touring through all social medias, and the first time she listened to, like she said, is when she did her big cousin's hair. Oh my God. But I just bless God for your transparency, even saying that. But you were so super supportive. I appreciate the love offers that you were mailed to me and coming to me for the ministry. And I am so proud of you, the woman that you have become, that you are today, and how God moved and shifted in your life. And he is not done, honey. It ain't over till God says that it's over.
Amen to this.
Amen. This is my mother's niece. Amen. Her brother's daughter. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. God bless you, cousin. Thank
God
you for dropping by.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye. Amen. Okay. Disconnect, cousin. Oh. Amen. Oh, my God, you guys. That was so awesome. I so appreciate her. Is there somebody else that want me to bring them in? You press 1, I'll bring you in. Or if you are Facebook Live, I can bring you in. Oh, my God. I am, like, so super excited right now. When I tell you, you just have to let me know. I want to come in, and I'll bring you in. But when I tell you, God, did you hear me? Did you hear what she said? Don't give up, even in the midst of going through. And when God has given you something, even if you're waiting for your breakthrough, even if you're saying, Lord, I didn't cry so many tears, when am I going to see the sunshine? Oh, my God, don't you know the sunshine will come? I'm just not on here just speaking and know I live it and I believe it. Do I go through some things on the daily? Yeah, sometimes I do. You know what I'm saying? But because the Bible says that we're not exempt from trials and tribulations. Amen. We're not exempt from that. We'll go through trials and tribulations, but the key is, if God is for you, who can be against you? God is right there with you. So no matter what challenges you have, and I know a lot of people have been suffering mentally, talk to somebody, call somebody on the phone and get some type of therapy, because you matter. You matter. And people love on you, even when you don't feel people embrace. People love on you. And another thing, we need to stop pulling on people all the time. We pull. Never call and say, how is your day going? Sometimes we be so self-absorbed. It's all about us and what we're going through. Hallelujah. But, you know, let somebody know that you love them. Let somebody know that, hey, I just want to say hello to you today. I'm not calling for anything. I don't want anything from you. I just want to say hello to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I am, like, so excited. If you want to, I see your hearts and your love. If you want to join in, I'll bring you in. I'm just super excited. I know I keep saying I'm excited because on this morning, I was, like, on the low, and, oh, my God, my mom is like a tough cookie. Okay, shake it off. Get yourself together, you know what I'm saying? And my daughter was like, let me put on a song for you, Mom. Let me put on It's Gonna Be Big. This one of my sister Nikki's favorite song. It's Gonna Be Big. God is about to blow your mind. God is about to blow your mind. Oh, my God. So be not weary and well-doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. So I had to keep pushing out because it's not about me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I got on anyway because I'm like, this is Hope Victoria's 8th anniversary, and I'm excited about what God 14, what was my very first show, the name of my show. Not the show. Anybody remember what the topic was? Hallelujah. So if anybody want me to join up in, if you just say, can you join me in? I'll join you in. Clap, clap, I want to come. Okay. Come on in, Junie. Junie requested again. Did you do it? We're going to scroll down until we see you again. So just hold on. Judy, send a request again. Then we got you. Come on in, Clyde. Hey, how are you?
Hey,
good to see you. Yes.
Hey, but when I was listening to you right before I purchased my property,
mm-hmm.
you had automatically came on,
mm-hmm.
and I was going through some things and
uh-huh.
trying to get this property.
Uh-huh.
Something you said, I have stopped and listened to what you said,
mm-hmm.
and it actually blessed me. Now, I forget what it was.
Uh-huh.
I forget what it was,
mm-hmm.
but I've been blessed by, you know, I've been following God so long, and, you know, I've been praying, and,
mm-hmm.
and things coming really good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
my me purchasing this new home.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is a birthday present, and also starting to expand. I'm starting to get more business.
Yes,
And I can't wait to get your sister out there so she can... So she can help me, you know, get this business off and everything like that. Then. But just to say, you know, I just want to say, you know, how wonderful God is. And, you know, I'm trying to encourage other people and help them out and stuff like that. Then. But
mm-hmm.
like I said, I only trust God and God
mm-hmm.
only. I don't even trust myself.
I trust everybody
for them and Jesus only.
Mm-hmm.
And by me doing that,
mm-hmm.
I've been blessed every day. I'm getting more contracts, more people, and,
uh-huh.
and like I said, you know, I watch your show, and your show is really encouraging.
Amen. Uh-huh.
It's helping me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's all I basically have to say.
Oh, thank you so much, Clyde. I so appreciate you. I do. God bless you. I am so excited, and congratulations on your new home. I just be believing God when I get on here for big things. I believe for the impossible because all things are possible with the Lord. I'm so happy for you and your family. That is so amazing. And thank you for jumping on and shedding some light to Hope Victorious. I so appreciate you, and thank you so much. And Happy New Year.
and when you come. Stop by. Y'all can go to the, if you come from the beach or whatever, I'm
uh-huh.
like 15 minutes from all the beaches.
Yeah.
I got enough room and, you know, you don't really have to rush. You can come stay and chat a while and then go
uh-huh.
about your way.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure I hit you up when I get there.
All right.
God bless you, Clyde.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. You got to disconnect, Clyde. Mm-hmm.
How do I do that?
That's okay. He got you.
Okay.
You're like, look, I can finally get on here. Uh-huh. Man, amen. That is so, so awesome. Man, amen. Mom, if you text Michael's phone if you wanted to say something, Mom. I'm not sure. My mom is my tech person. And can I say I so appreciate my mom. She is like the vice president of Hope Victorious, and I'm just blessing God for her because she keeps me on my Q's and my P's and my toes, and I bless God for her tenacity because for her to be a seasoned woman, she gives so much. When Hope Victorious first got started, her and I, Curly, was on. Cadell's going to come on next, Stella. Her and our Pearlie was like so faithful to the broadcast, and we're going to pray for her as we close out. But when I tell you them two, oh my God, in days when our Pearlie couldn't get on, I had my kids call her or my sisters call her and bring her in, or Rashina call her and bring her in. But when I tell you, those two are so funny, and I just bless God. You know, I bless God for my spiritual mother, Dr. Morris, who coffee those Brent seeds and send seeds for Hope Victorious. And I'm just believing God for, because he's just so mighty, and I have nothing to complain but just thank God for his faithfulness. And be steadfast and unmovable. Even when folks tell you that you can't do it, may seem like it's impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. When Hope Victorious got started, yeah, I had people say, like my cousin Camille, people say, you know, to me, someone said, your little broadcast. What are you talking about, little broadcast? This broadcast has reached the UK. This broadcast has reached the UK. This broadcast has Tunisia, Switzerland, you name it. Della, press one, or I can bring you in. Della's trying to get through. Just press one if you dialed in, Della, or you can type in the chat. I want to join in. You see it on here? Mm-hmm. So, but Capri? Mm-mm. So let me see. Terrell or Della or Trudell or okay. So what I'm saying to you, we're waiting for them to come on in. So what I'm saying to you is that God is just so faithful, and I just love him. And even though someone said your little radio show, this radio show has reached the UK, has reached Switzerland, it has reached Indonesia, it has reached different states, Chicago, you name it, all around this world. So God knows what platform he want to put you on. He knows exactly how he want to. Nehemiah. See, Nehemiah was a cupbearer to the king, but God placed him on that job so strategic. God is so strategic what he does. God placed him right there. And what happened in the midst? He was able to get resources and things like that, just being close to the king, so he could go to rebuild the wall of the temple that was burned down at Jerusalem. So what I'm telling you, sometimes when you look at your job and you look at your occupation and say, why am I here? You don't know why God has you there. You don't know why he has you there. You don't know. You don't know. Della was trying to call me. I'm trying to bring you in, Della, but I don't see you. Let me see. I'm going to send you a text and just tell you to, you could dial in or I can bring you into Facebook. Yeah. So, but what I'm saying to you is that just be encouraged on today. I am, like, so excited because I could have given up a long time ago. And one time I said to my mom, Mom, maybe I shouldn't do Hope Victorious anymore. And then I said it to my sister, and they both said, did God tell you that? I said, no. No, and it's going to be times when you do ministry. It's going to be times when you say, God, I want a new mindset going into 2023. I want to be a better me. I want to be a better person going into 2023. And sometimes that right there is struggle, just trying to be a better person, trying not to be so mean and angry, and think about the things that you do. Because sometimes one bad decision could ruin the rest of your life and your family's life. Amen? So just know that God is with you, and he loves you, and he loves you so much. So, not text messages. So what I'm saying to you is that just know if God is for you, who can be against you? Nehemiah was sent to rebuild the temple that was burned down at Jerusalem, and that job that he had was a cupbearer. People probably said, excuse me, how could you possibly have that job and do a big task like this? He could do a big task like that after being a cupbearer is because God gave him everything that he needed on the inside. Sometimes these feelings go on the inside that there's just no way that I can do the job because I may not have enough to get it done. Sometimes we look at our age. I'm too old. You know what I'm saying? I'm 50. I'm in my 60s. I'm in my 70s. I'm in my 80s. Okay? Well, my mom is still moving and shaking. Sometimes we feel as though I'm too young. I'm in my 20s. I'm a teenager. Hallelujah. Esther was young too. Mary, who carried Jesus, was young too. You never know how God is going to use you in a time like this. You never know how he's going to use you. So stop looking at your age and believe God for the resources. Believe God for overflow. But overflow don't have to always be your house, your car. It could be a new mindset, a new way of thinking. It can be a person. I don't slander my staff. I don't be angry with them. And I talk, you know, sensible to them like they are actually humans and not trash. Hallelujah. That brings me to my book, The Diamond in the Garden. For those who have not purchased my book or purchased my book, thank you so much. And for those who have gone to my store, www.hopevictorious.com. If you would like to give to this ministry, if the Cash App is Hope Victorious, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry, God is so powerful and so good, and I trust him with everything. Even when I feel like, Lord, I can't get up from here. I can't move from this place. I was there when I was so depressed. I felt like I could not move from this place. But God is so faithful because he is so real, and I love him, Dominique. And I love him, and he's so, so faithful. And I'm just here to tell you that to hold on to God, stop allowing people to tell you what you can't do because of your age. And sometimes we're our own worst enemy. We tell our own selves what we can't do instead of trusting and believing in God. I believe God with everything that I have because I know he's faithful. I know he's powerful. If there's anybody else on here that want me to bring them in, I can bring you in on Facebook. You can just say, I would like to join in. And if and those who dialed in, press one, and I'll bring you in. Amen. Huh? Amen. You got to check her movies out on BET. Hallelujah. A Trophy Wife, and she got some great movies on there. Amen. You can put them in the chat, Lori. But anybody on here would like to bring me, bring you in, I'll bring you in to say I want to come in. Amen. Hi, Aunt Kitty. How are you? Amen. So what I'm saying to you today, hold on to your dreams and goals. That was another thing, just looking at sometimes the age. Oh, my God, you putting out a second book and you're in your 50s. Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. Caleb was of age. What did Caleb say in the Bible? He said, I have the same strength in my 40s. 80s. The same strength in my 80s is what I had in my 40s. So, yes, I can conquer the land. Sometimes we feel like we can't conquer things because we feel like we're too old. What? Can you imagine? Caleb said, oh, yes, Mount Hebron is mine because the same strength I have at 80 is the same strength I have in my 40s. Can you imagine being 80 years old and you have the same strength in your 40s? Let me tell you, only God can do what he does in you. Can't no man do that for you. I stopped looking for man to comfort me and allow God to comfort me because what happens is that void on the inside, it won't be quenched. The void won't be quenched. That's why he told the woman at the well, out of your belly shall flow rivers of water. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of water. So even when you feel like I'm thirsty, even when you feel like, Lord, I feel so empty, allow God to fill you up. See, that water that we drink is temporary, but the water that God shall give, oh, my God. Let me tell you, flowing up in you everlasting life. The water that God gives will quench your thirst. Trust me when I tell you. That's how come sometimes we be from one man to another man. We be going to this man to that man, or that woman to that woman, looking for somebody to fill that void. Can't nobody fill that void but God? Can't nobody fill that void from God? My book that talks about a diamond in a garden, knowing who you are, no matter what shape, size, color, height you are, you are that diamond that shines so bright. Hallelujah. Amen, Jean Hunter. Thank God for shattered but not broken. You got that right. When I tell you shattered but not broken, amen, that's one of the first books that I wrote. And it's like no matter how small those pieces are, we may feel that there's no way they can be mended back together again. But see, we look at it in man's strength. You don't look at it in God's strength. Because no matter how many pieces that's all shattered, God is able to mend broken pieces back together again. And sometimes we feel like, oh, my God, we'd be so depressed sometimes that we don't even know. We're like, oh, my God, like, Lord, I just feel like, how can I even make it? I'm so broken. Let me tell you, I thought I couldn't be no more broken than I was when I tell you I was broken. Sometimes you don't always have to be from a relationship, but it can be just by toxicity. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that's what it's called, toxicity. And sometimes you got to get a detox and detoxify yourself from other folks, from other situations, from your way of thinking. Amen? So sometimes on the inside of you, when you just feel like, Lord, and stop looking at what everybody else is doing. Because, you know, that can be a major distraction. When you be on looking at what other folks do, and sometimes it causes you to lose your focus, what God has given to you. See, nobody can do what you do. You can't do what they do because God gave it to them, and he gave you something special. Yeah, but in the midst of waiting on God, be not weary in well doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't be weary in doing well. Don't be weary in doing good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm just so super excited on today. My lines are open. If you want to press one, I'll take your call. If you're on Facebook, I'll bring you in. Just say, hey, Wanda, bring me in, and I will bring you in. Hallelujah. If you just want to share what Hope Victorious has meant to you over the years. So I just wanted to get on here and celebrate my 8th year anniversary with you guys because he's so faithful. And just give a word of encouragement going into 2023 that you can make it. And when you feel like you can't make it, talk to somebody about that. Don't put your pride aside because sometimes we don't like to share because how people may look at us. Let me tell you, when I was depressed, yeah, I was an evangelist. Yes, a minister. I shared. Let me tell you, I was at that church at the altar crying. I had on, and I loved the dress, but let me tell you, wasn't nothing matching. But you know what? It didn't have to match because I matched with God. Hallelujah. I'm messed with God. He's my keeper and my sustainer. So in the midst of being down and out, I was reaching out like, Lord, help me. And even when I felt numb, even when I felt like, Lord, I can't make it. Let me tell you something. I was so down and out until I couldn't even feel my feet. They felt so numb. They felt so numb. I couldn't even feel me walking. I shared that with nobody. I couldn't even literally feel my feet walk in the bottom of the soles of my feet. I couldn't even feel them hit the concrete. But God carried me through. But God can feel it back in my whole body. When I tell you I was so numb, hallelujah, when I tell you he's a sustainer and a keeper, there's no situation that God can't fix. God's hands is not too short that they can't reach you. His arms is not too short that he can't reach you. So stop thinking that God can't fix you. Stop thinking that he can't fix that situation. I didn't watch God fix situations. I know just watching Nehemiah's story, how God rebuilt that wall and he gave him the path and sent him all the resources and protected him in the midst of rebuilding. Hallelujah. And don't beat yourself up so when you feel like God, I failed you. Woo! Let me tell you, get back up and try that thing together. What the Bible says, try that thing again. He forgives 70 by, you should forgive man 70 by 7. That's a long time to see forgiveness to somebody, but guess what? God forgives us over and over again. Stop beating yourself up if you failed last night. Stop beating yourself up because it's moving forward and you're not. Don't you know God is preparing you? You just got to be steady. Because what happens is that we start popping off from God. We start backing up because we've seen everybody go before us. Let me tell you, let God go before you. Stop looking on social media and seeing and getting so jealous, hard, and coveting over what somebody else has. You don't know what they went through to get where they are at today. And sometimes social media looks like everything is all grand and everything is all fine. And when the cameras go off, you should see them. But, you know, that's not for us to judge. But what I'm saying to you is stop looking at other people's lives thinking they got it going on. No, you start looking at other people and what they're doing. No, do what God wants you to do. Shut the social media off. Sometimes I got to shut it off. Oh, yeah, I do, but I use it because nobody's checking for their mail to come in for a flyer from me. Nobody's checking for a flyer from you. No, they're looking on social media and looking, checking their inboxes, seeing flyers. So you got to move and shake and shift the way people are doing it today. I don't know what happened to my girl Della. She was going to come in and say something. If you press one, Della, I'll take the call. I don't know, did she dial in? And I don't know if she's on Facebook, but I wanted to hear from you. Amen. So if anybody else is on here that you want to come in and just share, well, Hope Victorious. She's called it. Okay. Della, press one so I can bring you in. so I can locate you. Just press 1 on your phone. Amen. Okay, here she is right here. Okay, hold on, y'all. I think I did. Okay. Stella?
Hey, Winnie, how are you?
Okay.
Oh, my God. God is so good. Happy New Year. Can y'all hear me good? Because I'm at work when I'm in the stockroom, so it might be like a little static. Can you hear me?
I hear you well, yes.
Okay, well, listen. Michael called me, and that was my confirmation for God. I said, you know I love Michael. He always calmed my spirit. Yes.
My
kids
they working an
album this
year. Go ahead.
Yeah, but look, I was wanted to call you and say congratulations. God is so good. And you know, Winnie, I love you to death. You are something I always needed. You are I call you my PP number. I went from having a property number to a prayer partner number. Like, you pour into me, and I wanted to call you and just let you know, like, Hope Victorious is a mini broadcast that makes me feel secure in a place of rest. It's a difference when you rest, Winnie. I'm telling you. It's so powerful to me, Winnie. The teaching, the love, the concern that you have for others. See, what I love about this program that you started, Winnie, I never know what I'm going to get, Winnie, but I know I'm going to get something. I'm going to be fed. And it's always right on time, man. And you know what I know, Winnie? It's a guaranteed positive outlet. When you have someone like you, Winnie, that pours into my life no matter what, Winnie, no matter what, my sister, you make me feel like a baseball player. Like, listen, safe, home run, I'm safe. Yes, Winnie, because I always get something from you. Yeah, you do it. I was thinking about the day, I said, God, she make me feel like a baseball player. Like, I made a hit, a home run, I'm safe. You know what I'm saying? But not only that, Winnie, you are, listen, I thank God for you. I remember the first time you said, but then I'm moving to California, you know, I don't like to speak up, you know, we have our little secret talk. And I'm like, well, one of those, and I'm scared, but listen. But then a guy said, you got Hope Victoria, because it's not only I can hear you, I can see you. And then Michael called, he was like, I said, Michael, I'm not good with the Facebook thing. You know me, Winnie, my pride. And Michael said, I said, no, I want to do it the old-fashioned way. I want to call in. But you are marvelous, sister. You have grown. God is using you in a mighty way, Winnie. Listen, and you give me everything that I need, and everybody's relationship is different. I don't know what you do for other people, but I know you are a woman of God, and you're doing God's work. Listen, I got to start respecting and saying, Brother Wanda, what are Martin, right? But you my Winnie. I love you. I love you. And Hope Victoria, it's a safety net for me, Winnie. Because whatever I go through on, like the Good News song say, on Monday we help together, Wednesday we have stormy weather, and Friday we pray together. But I know whatever I go through, I know I can tune to you on Tuesday. Even though I may not log in, but I'm on there. Because I know that God has used you to pour into me. And you are my sister's keeper, Winnie. And I thank God for you, my sister. And I'm so proud of you. But that's bad. But so beside me, when I called you earlier, I said, Winnie, my friends want the number so they could call in because they know I go to the old folks home. They're older.
Yes.
So Messiah say, Winnie is a millionaire. Please don't call her and ask her for her money because she got to take care of her kids. Oh, my God, Winnie.
I believe that Messiah in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, man, he said that 2 years ago.
Yep.
And I'm giving out the number today.
I said in the name.
And
I
was like, "Well, thank y'all. We need in the name of Jesus." Listen, he claiming it for you. When somebody said, "Wait a minute, Mommy, let's go back in there." I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Now, when he is a millionaire, please don't call us for our money because you gotta take care of her kids." I said, "Oh my God." Winnie, the Bible says the mouth of babes, girl.
The mouth of babes. Yes. Amen.
Yes. Winnie, I don't mean to be quick and short, but I got to go back and make the Subway sandwiches,
yes,
okay?
Yes,
I love you.
I love you, too, and thank you for dialing in Evangelist Week on your Well, we don't say want to say that loud, your job, but you on break. Yes.
I'm on break. That's right.
You on break.
Love you. And everybody on this program.
Amen. Amen. I didn't want to keep her. She was at work. Amen and amen. Oh, hi, Capri. Love you, too. Yes, Capri. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. So if anybody else, Papa Mika, my niece on here. Thank you. If anybody else want to come on in and say a couple of words, how Hope Victorious has been a blessing to you, just say I want to join in, and I will bring you in. If not, if you press 1, I'll take your call. I bless God for it, Evangelist Weiss. When I tell you, she is like, I'm making it. And she said, to me, you moving to California? When I told her, I said, yes. And she said, what am I going to do? I said, you're going to make it. You got everything you need on the inside of you. You got everything you need to make it, and she is making it, y'all. Let me tell you, you have to rely on God for his strength and not on people's strength. And God is so faithful because he already visited her. Let her know, I'm here for you. Oh, my God. And she said, now I can stand on my own. Yes, you can stand on your own. Don't rely on people to get you where you need to go. God will bring a line from folk up. That's a I would align some folk up for you. You know, the right people for you. I have another call. Just one moment. Hello?
Hey, Winnie. It's Niecy in South Carolina.
Hi, Niecy. How are you?
Good. It was just right on time. I know I probably sound like I'm from Mississippi somewhere right about now to you family and friends that's listening. But, hey, your message was just right on time. I needed it, and that's all I have to say. I mean, it was just perfect, right on time.
Amen, Niecy.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you well, yes.
Okay, I'm in the car. But, yeah, it was just right on time. Nikki sent it to me just in time.
Oh, amen, Niecy. Amen. God bless you, Niecy. Thank you for dialing in. Girl, God got you. He got all of us. Do you hear me? Oh, my God. When you trust and you believe in God, there's nothing that God can't do. And it's something because sometimes we rely on man for so much. But, no, God got you. He's pouring into you. Oh, my God. I'm just so excited just seeing God and everything about I couldn't make it. Let me tell you, when I went through, I couldn't rely on nobody. Yes, my family was there, but it was God who brought me through. Because after they left and after I hung up, I still needed to be comforted. But God comforted me and brought me through. People could give you scriptures and they could pray with you. But let me tell you, the love that God will give, the overflow that God will give, hallelujah. And just to let you all know that you all matter. Sometimes we think to ourselves, well, the whole world is against us. God is not against you. He's not against you. Oh, my God. I bless you, cousin. I'm going on preaching the word. I know you just.
And I'm taking it all in. I'm taking it all in.
Yes, girl. Oh, my God. God bless you, cousin Niecy. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Amen. Tell the family. Okay, say hello. All right, bye-bye.
I will. Bye-bye.
Amen. When I tell you, amen, Lori, God did put a super on my natural and put a super on all y'all natural. Amen, Capri. His mercy is eternal. I'm telling you, I solely believe in God. My aunt Star always say, you know what? You get to a point you don't want to hear from nobody but God. No, I really don't. I want to hear from God. So I just go in shutdown mode. I know I went from crying to so excited because tears of joy to be able to overcome and overcome depression, overcome suicidal, come just me being who I am. When I thought that I didn't matter, when I thought that I wasn't says you are enough. That's what my book, A Diamond in the Garden, talks about. It's on Amazon under Wanda Martin, and it talks about just knowing who you are. You are not trash. Do you know what a diamond goes through, the pressure and the heat, just to get to that diamond to be formed? No matter what shape, size, height, weight you are that diamond that shines so bright in the garden. I don't care if you're next to a sunflower, a gazelle, a dandelion. I know. Hurtful when people who's supposed to be riding with you for years steal your goals and turn their back on you. Sometimes families turn their back on you, but you got to know that God would never turn his back on you. Ask God to heal you. Ask God to keep you in that perfect peace, in that perfect place. Hallelujah. And he will keep you. He will keep you. You got to know that you matter, even when folks don't think you matter. And let me tell you, this is what I talked about season on my broadcast, and then I'm going to wrap it up. And I'm going to close out this celebration. It was a couple of months ago, and I talked about stones. I talked about why are you accepting somebody else's stone? Why are you accepting your stone? No, you need to give that stone back. So don't duck and dodge it. Don't even receive that stone. You don't even have to even talk with them. Don't allow people to throw stones at you, and then you wind up carrying them. You are beautiful. You are courageous. You are handsome. You are lovable. You are who God says that you are. Another thing, God didn't make no junk. So why do you think that you junk? And I know when you're in that place, when you're so down, you feel like, Lord, nobody else is going through this but me. That's the trick of the enemy, trying to make you feel like nobody else is going through but you. But you got to reach out to some folks. You got to say, hey, I'm going through right now. I need to talk to somebody. Or go seek therapy, because therapy is good. It's nothing. It's not that you're crazy. No, you're going to talk some things out, because you matter. Even when the world seems like they didn't turn against you, you matter. If God is for you, who could be against you? Hallelujah. I didn't have the closest friends supposed to be my friends. Took some of my dreams that I talked about, but guess what? I kept on going. I kept on moving. I asked God to heal my heart. Do we still talk? Yeah, but I have them in a certain place in my life. They're a certain place in my life, so now I know where to put them, but I dealt with my hurt. Hallelujah. So I can take one more call, and somebody want to press while I take your call. And thank you to my cousin Nisi from South Carolina for dialing in. God bless you and your family. Or if those who are on Facebook, if you want to come in, I'll take your call. The ones who dial in, you press one, I'll take your call. And the ones that's on Facebook Live, if you say, I want to come in, Wanda, I'll bring you in. Hallelujah. When I tell you, I'm super, super, super excited what God is doing in 2023. Be the best you could possibly be. And that's another thing. Thank you. Resolution. Don't be upset if you did your New Year's resolution and you at the end of the year and you didn't complete none of your tasks. Don't be upset with yourself. Don't be upset because you didn't complete that, or you felt like I didn't fulfill my goal aspirations for 2023. Don't beat yourself up with that, because guess what? God has given you a new day. This is one of my favorite people, and my sister knows I love this one, Zerubbabel. Oh, my gosh. When Zerubbabel went to rebuild the temple that was once burned down in Jerusalem, when God called him to a job, it's in the book of Ezra, it says that the enemy frustrated the work, frustrated their purpose, frustrated their hand. God wasn't angry with him in the scriptures, because God knows what you're going to do before you even do it. So guess what happened? When he got back to the work some years later, he rebuilt the temple. Oh, he did what he was supposed to do, what God set out. But what I love about how God sent two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, to speak life into him. Haggai stirred up the spirit in him. Hallelujah. Zechariah said, not by might nor by power, but my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Woo, glory be to God. See, it wasn't from Zerubbabel's spirit and his power. It was God's power and spirit to rebuild the temple. Glory be to God. When I tell you, so God knows what you're going to do before you even do it. And even though you may not have accomplished some of your goals that you set out to do for 2023, it's all right. Get back to that goal. Get back to that dream. Do what God has called you to do. Be not weary and well doing, but in due season ye shall Don't be wary in doing good. Don't be wary in doing well. Don't be wary in doing good, because sometimes we can be wary in doing good. When we give to so many people, what we get back is nothing, or what we get back is disrespect, or what we get back is being let down, or you slandering my name. Don't you know God will take care of all of that? Because greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. If that might empowers on the inside of you, don't you know that God will fix it and do that thing? Hallelujah. He slays giants. Woo, Jesus. Woo, and lions. Hallelujah. That's what God is going to do and will do. So don't beat yourself up going in 2023 what you did not do, because guess what? You got another year to get back to that and set some goals for yourself. I write things down, and then I start looking at the things that I write down, and then I start saying those things outward. I start speaking those things outward, because I'll be believing God. And believe what you don't see. Believe what haven't come to pass. Believe it, because it's going to come to pass. That's what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't see it, but you got to believe it. And stop looking at your age. I'm too old to be where I'm at. I should have been a better steward over my finances. Stop beating yourself up. I should have been a better mother, a better father. How about be that now? Pick up the phone. It doesn't matter how old you are. Even if your kids are so brokenhearted and you felt like you didn't do them good over the years, but God will give you a second chance to make things right. But listen to God. Specific instructions on how to move in that situation when people tear you down, when people act like you don't exist. Or if you did something to somebody and nobody knew you did it, but God knows, and you tearing yourself up on the inside, ask God to forgive you so you can move on past that place. You may be in an apartment. It felt like by now I should have been in the house. God, I'm so mean. I'm so angry, and I should be nice right now. You have time to fix those things. You have time to fix it. Whew, the sun set free is free indeed, I tell you. Hallelujah. So I'm going to end this broadcast. If somebody want to come in and I'll take your call, you can press 1, the ones who dialed in, and the ones who are Facebook Live, if you just say, I want to come in. We're going to close out. I truly enjoyed you all on today. I am so thankful, and I'm just so grateful that you all came on today. I really am. I really, really am. I have another call. Just one moment.
Hello, it's your sister Penny.
Yes. Hi,
Reverend.
Hi, baby.
Reverend Wanda Woodard. I just want to say that we are so proud of you as a family. We want to say congratulations to you. And we know that you are truly led by God. You always have been, even from a little girl, and I witness as your sister. So I know that God always had his hand upon you, just didn't know where he was going to lead you. But I just want to say, you know, congratulations. You have really been an encouragement to your friends, your family, and even people that you do not know, that you you have really, really given them encouragement. You have given them hope. And, you know, you really don't know exactly how people is actually feeling inside, because sometimes we wear a smile on our face, but we're really hurting inside. But with your ministry, you probably don't even know how many people you have really encouraged, or how many people you have probably saved from ending it all. Because sometimes life is that hard that you feel like ending it, you know. But just that one word that you may have said, that one scripture, that one prayer that you may have given, you know, helped somebody. So we just want to say that, you know, congratulations. We love you. Keep on doing what God is telling you to do. Even when you get weary, that's when God gives you the strength to keep on. So just keep moving forward. You know, don't look back. And also, I want to say that ears have not heard and eyes have not seen, girl, what the Lord has for you. That's all I want to say. We love you.
Love you too, sis. Oh, my God.
All right,
you,
girl. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. That was my sister. Oh, my God. She made so teary-eyed. That is crazy. Because I know. I'll be like, I don't think I'm doing this. And my sister Penny be like, did God tell you that? But I so appreciate that. Now, so that's one of my tech people, too, because on Tuesdays, she put on there, she'll tell me who's on the call. Amen. So did anyone else want to say something? You press one, I'll take your call. If not, I can take some more on my Facebook Live. I'll bring you in. Thank you so much, Reverend Elaine. Yes. Oh, Penny speaking for the family, Mom? Okay. Amen. Okay, Mom. Yes. So, oh, my goodness. So, guys, amen. So, if you want to press one, I'll take your call. If not, if you want to join on Facebook, if you just want to share what Hope Victorious has meant to you over the years, oh, my gosh. But if not, I'm just going to leave a word of encouragement. And I just, the scripture just keep coming to mind. Be not weary in well-doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Be weary in doing well. Don't be weary in doing good. Because God is with you. If God is for you, who could be against you? Sometimes we feel as though the whole world is against us. But don't you know God is with you? It don't matter if folk coming up against you in ministry or in your job, in the community. Don't you know that God is with you and he will work that thing out? And let me just another thing that really just keeps sticking in my mind, too. Sometimes we feel as though it's not over till God says that it's over. I told you about Caleb in the Bible, okay, who he had the same strength at 80 as he did when he was 40. That's some type of strength. He said, yes, so give me Mount Hebron, what was promised to me. So what I'm saying to you all, keep on going. Keep on moving. You know why Joshua and Caleb were so blessed? Because when God sent them on a task and he sent them over there to sort out the land, they said they seen giants. People carrying huge fruit. But we can conquer the land. See, all the other spies that went out with them, but see, Joshua and Caleb said, hold up, we may see them, but I know that God is able to conquer every giant because I've seen God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't watch him divide the sea. I didn't watch God. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you is that there's nothing that God can't do. He does the impossible. Stop looking at it through your eyes and see it how God would see it because he's more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do not despise small business. Get back to the job what God called you to do. Get back to that time. And when Hope Victorious was birthed, and I'm going to say this again for those who are just hopping on, and then we're going to close out, but in 2007, I pitched this, well, everything is like, should say like entertainment pitch, but I shared the vision of my ministry, and it got pushed out, and it got pushed out several times. So when God came to me, as sure as my name is Wanda, in church service, he said, I want you on the radio, and that was in 2014 on that Wednesday. I called Luke Bilger over. Luke helped get my website together, and we went forward. But when I tell you, is that just listening to God, so it's good to write stuff down. So I went back to my journal, and I had everything written out with Hope Victorious since 2007. And even though those doors were shut, and I was so distraught about it, and my mom says, you know what, physically, you're sick emotionally. I was in a bed. You couldn't tell me I wasn't sick. I was in a bed, and my mom said, sweetheart, you're sick emotionally, not physically. And I was like, I'm not. She said, no. She said, you got to get up from there. You got to wipe your eyes, and you got to go back at that thing. And I said, okay, Mom. And that's God. When God sends somebody to you, like he said, hey, guy, and Zechariah to Zerubbabel to get back to the work, get back to the task that I told you to do some years ago. And I'm so happy that I got back to that work. And since 2007, even though those doors were closed and it was hurting, I was hurting. Hi, Terry. I was so hurt. Because that door kept being shut on me. And you couldn't tell me that I wasn't hurt because I knew I was hurt. I'm presenting this ministry to you and the door's being shut. But then 2014, some years later, 7 years later, God said, get back to that thing. And it was already written down. So it was easy for me to go and look at it. and then plan this thing out because it was already written down when God gave it to me. So what I'm saying to you is that don't beat yourself up if you feel like you're going into 2023 and you haven't did what God called you to do. Because if you do have time to get up and do that thing again, it's not over till God said it's over. It's just because the door was closed. Several doors was closed on me, but I got up and I went at this thing again. But what my mother did say was that sometimes God won't allow you to give birth in certain places. And if it did allow you to give birth there, it wasn't so. You got to get up and dry your eyes, and you got to move out with Hope Victoria. But you got to move out how God instructs you to move out. See, God is so strategic. He is. And went out like the tears from my face and went back at this thing again. And God said, be on the radio in 2014. And I went back to that thing God called me to do. And I did things in order, how God shifted me to do things in order. It did not clash with the ministry, the church that I was at. Nothing clashed. I just did what God called me to do. Hallelujah. And look at where Hope Victorious is today, because obedience to God, not obedience to man, but obedience to God. But see, God calls order too. So God instructed me how to do it, what day to do it, what time to do it, so it wouldn't conflict with anything else that I was doing that give people a chance to say, hey, you know, that's a conflict of time, but conflict. Because when God does things, he does things strategically. When I tell you, woo, only God. Amen. Thank you, Terry. Love you. So I'm saying to you, go back at that thing and do it again. Yes, Mom, because when God says it's time, oh, it is time. It's time. Stop looking at your age and what you didn't do. I looked at my age when I wrote my second book. I'm like in my 50s. And guess what? Get it done. Mm-hmm. Get it done. Abraham was up. From the Bible, he was of age. So go into 2023, know that God has you, and try not to be so discouraged, and ask God to help your mind. If you need to seek counsel for your mental state, then reach out and for a therapist. Reach out and allow God to heal you. Reach out and talk to somebody, and don't think that that's the trick of the enemy telling you that nobody else is going through but you. Mm-mm, lies. Mm-mm. I guarantee if you open up your mouth, somebody can tell you, hey, I'm going through too, you know, but this is what I did to come out from that situation. Hi, Lisa. How are you, Reverend Lisa? Yes. So what I'm saying is just be safe. Thank you for coming on and celebrating with me. If somebody want to press one, I'll take your call. And thank you for those who are dialed in and those who are on Facebook Live. I thank God for Della Evangelist Weeks, who invited some folk on. I appreciate you guys for dialing in and for logging on. If you want to come on and for me to bring you in Facebook Live and just share what Hope Victorious has been to you for over the years, I don't care if you jumped on last month. I don't care if you jumped on yesterday. How it has been a blessing to you. Like if you put, I want to join in, I can bring you in. If not, you dial in. The ones who dial in, I press one and I'll take your call. Amen. So I'm waiting, and then if not, I'm going to pray out. But I really want to hear from you guys how Hope Victorious has been a blessing to you. And also, if you all want to give to Hope Victorious Ministry, I can. Yes, I can. If you want to be a blessing to Hope Victorious. Oh, Happy New Year, Brother Lisa. If anybody on this call who dialed in on Facebook want to be a blessing to Hope Victorious, Hope Victorious, all in one word. Amen. And God bless you. I want to thank you all for supporting my online store, for some presents, for some self-care. Sister Terry told me about how the coffee scrub really helped her. I praise God because the coffee scrub is helping me. I start putting it on my face. It's mild enough. It's for your feet, but it's mild enough for your face, for your body, and my cocoa butter cream. So my T-shirts, my mugs, my book. Wonders when I tell you it does. Oh my God. I've been using it on my face and I've been loving it. So I want to thank you all for tuning in into my mama for being my vice president of Hope. So I just gave her a title because she is so bomb. To my sisters that are on here, all my loved ones, my cousins who are dialed in, I bless God for everybody who wanted to share on today. I bless God for you. I know some are kind of shy, but I see your comments on here and I'll go back and I'll read them. And I just want to thank everybody who just joined me for my Hope Victoria celebration. So join me every Tuesday at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time right here on Facebook. And you can also dial in. So I'm here for you when you dial in, and I'm here for you on Facebook Live. So at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday, Hope Victorious, I am here. So if no one else wants to come in, I'll go back and I'll read your comments later. I am, like, so thankful for you all joining. And Happy New Year! And write those dreams and goals out. And don't think that what you didn't do in 2022, you can't do it in 2023. You got this. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, you got this. So thank you, Penny, for speaking. Camille. Amen. So we just reading some of the comments, but y'all are flooded who dialed in. God bless y'all. Yes. Amen.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Akitty. I appreciate it. Amen. God bless you all, and I'll see you all on next Tuesday. And Happy New Year, and stay safe, and tell somebody that you love them. And even if you're feeling not feeling well mentally, talk to somebody and put your pride aside. And guess what? You matter. You do matter. Your existence matters on this earth. Even if you don't see it, you matter on this earth. You matter. And I know times are, like, hard, this whole era we in, but God has given you some great strength. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world, giving you that strength. Amen. So God bless you all, and I'll see you all on next Tuesday at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hi, Reverend Pam, Dr. Pam, all the way from Texas. You want me to bring you in? Say yes for like 2 minutes. No. Hey, Minister Audrick, y'all want to come on for a couple of minutes before I end my broadcast? No. Miss Texas girl. If not, I'll see you all later. I know Pam's gonna kill me for putting her on the spot. Oh my God. God bless you all. Happy New Year!